You might think, it's easy for you to talk about sex. You've been doing this for years. I'm going to share with you just how difficult it was for me in the beginning. When I first started teaching, I was terrified. In fact, I was so terrified that even, it was probably my fifth set of classes, a friend of mine told me in the class, she says, "You must feel called to this because you look so miserable." My lip literally trembled because I was so nervous just speaking in public. And so, yeah, this is not an easy thing to do, but I think that me having the courage to do what God called me was something that created more and more faith in God and helped me to trust Him more. So I want to talk to you a little bit about how to create respectful conversations and how to teach about sex. So the first thing I'm going to share is a couple of the verses that I held on to a lot and still hang on to, but especially when I first started teaching about sex. The first one is 1 Corinthians 2, verses 3 and 4. And Paul says, "I came to you in weakness with great fear and trembling. My message and my preaching were not with wise and persuasive words, but with a demonstration of the Spirit's power, so that your faith might not rest on human wisdom, but on God's power." You know, I think it's important for us to realize that we won't do everything perfectly. We will have situations we don't handle like we should. And that God can work even through those situations, and that God can speak even through those situations. I remember the first couple of sessions that I taught it, I feel like I hardly said anything because I was so nervous, and yet women got so much from the class, and I have no doubt that God was speaking to them. And so don't be afraid because you think you're going to say the wrong thing or do the wrong thing. We've got to trust God to fill in the gaps. The other verse that I want to share, it comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 12, 9 and 10. Paul again, he says, "But he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults and hardships and persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong.'" Maybe one of the most important things we do is, like I said before, to not act like we have all the answers. We don't have the answers for everybody's situation. And have a humility about what we do. So I want to share some very practical ideas about creating respectful conversations and teaching about sex. So the first one is to stay in your circle. And what I mean by this, my husband and I teach, we help with a marriage ministry called Reengage, and one of the foundational principles is to draw a circle around yourself and then talk about everybody inside the circle. And the only person inside the circle is obviously you. And so we want to make sure that we're talking about ourselves, but we also want to encourage groups of, you know, people in our groups to focus on themselves. They can't change their spouse. They can only change themselves. And so when I teach the women's class, I always tell them, like, this class is not for your husband. This class is for you. God wants you to be whole. God wants you to understand and embrace and God's design for sex. He wants you to experience His extravagant pleasure in sex. And so always try to shift the focus away from their spouse and to what they can do what they can do different, and don't ever take sides. There are no sides. So this concept of staying in your circle, I think it's just a very simple, concise way to help you remember to pull people back into this circle, or even you can just teach it to them that way. The second thing that can be really helpful is to realize that most conversations about sex can be depersonalized. So you don't need to share specific details about you and your spouse. You might say something like, yeah, most women tend to blah, blah, blah. Or, yeah, many women have trouble having an orgasm. Or, and so to generalize makes it depersonalized. And you can communicate empathy, or you could say something like, a lot of us have trouble with. And so talk in terms of general categories like men, women, or a lot of us. The third thing is to educate and not prescribe. When we're talking about God's design for sex, or when we're talking about the nuts and bolts of how to create great sex with your spouse, physical details, every single person is completely unique, and God created them that way. We come with different baggage, we come with different insecurities, even different physical bodies. And so what works for one person may not work for the other person. Our job is not to prescribe or to even convince them, but to educate and to present, and then let them discern what's right for them. We need to be really careful about giving people you shoulds. Even, you know, let me give you an example of where this might make sense to you. So it's not unusual for women to fantasize during sex. It's actually suggested in a lot of sex books in order to help them create enough arousal to have an orgasm. And so I think a lot of women wonder, like, is this okay? Is this within God's design for sex? And I do think that, like, God created sex to get to know each other. And so we can present the idea, like, God wants you to know each other. So are you there during sex? Or is your mind thinking about something else? Are you present? Can you create a sex life that is enjoyable enough that you don't need to think about other things? For a lot of women, this might be a journey. And so I'm not going to tell them you need to stop doing that. What I'm going to do is help them understand a direction that God wants them to move that is attractive because it creates more intimacy. Okay? And so we want to make sure we educate and not prescribe. The next thing is, I think personal stories can be really impactful, but I think we need to be careful to limit them to just what's helpful. I don't think anybody should be able to visualize what you do in your marriage bed and in vivid memory or vivid detail. But I do think personal stories can be impactful, and so you need to think about, like, does this have a purpose? Is this going to be helpful? Is it sharing in a way where we're filtering everything through God and what He wants for us and what He's taught us? The next thing is, especially when you're talking about physical aspects of sex, you probably want to avoid speaking in the first person, right? You don't want to tell a story where somebody can visualize you and your husband. Don't think, say things like, the other night I was da-da-da-da-da-da, okay? You can talk about sometimes it's helpful to do this, or some women do this, but don't take them into that first person where they can actually visualize. The last idea, and I don't have this on your list, but I think it's really helpful, is to use a resource in order to open up conversations. So, for instance, Awaken Love classes or a book that you really like about sex can put you on this neutral platform where it's not necessarily you teaching about your personal experiences, but you're learning through this resource and then discussing it, and it's creating conversation. And it kind of takes you off the hook as far as having to share so much detail about your own marriage. We have Awaken Love classes for wives that are on video. We have Awaken Love classes for men that are on video. There's also an Awaken Love class for engaged couples. And they provide discussion questions throughout the class that create conversation. And I've had women teach the classes that have never even taken a class and received feedback that they had amazing classes where women really opened up. There was a lot of healing, amazing transformation. And so it doesn't take an expert at all. It takes somebody that's willing to open up the conversation and create a safe space for people to be real and to grow and to learn about God. So just some ideas on how to create respectful conversations and teach about sex.